With less than a week to go before Election Day, supporters of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are digging in as voters try to understand the significance of the FBI once again reviewing emails linked to Clinton. There is both nervousness and confidence on both sides. Earlier this week, we heard from some New Hampshire Republicans convinced that Donald Trump will win the race. But some Democrats we spoke to in Massachusetts are just as convinced their candidate will come out on top. Joyce Faribault Bowling is a Democratic activist and political strategist. Steve Grossman is a former state treasurer and former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. We asked them both about this new email controversy.
What is most disappointing to me is that in the last week of a campaign, you hope that the candidates will be able to make their closing arguments to the American people. This almost guarantees that any pretense at closing arguments, any ability to get the American people's attention as to what you'd actually do to improve the quality of their lives, this event virtually guarantees that there will be relatively modest to no attention paid to the most important issues that face children, women, families, working people.
I thought that it was pretty weird, frankly. I think that, 11 days before the election seems very suspicious.
New polls have shown the race tightening nationally. In fact, a few now have Donald Trump ahead for the first time in months. And I'm wondering if you think the new campaign developments have damaged the Clinton campaign, Steve.
I think the race was tightening anyhow. Races generally do tighten in the last week. There may be some Republicans who had given up because Trump was so far behind, or at least was seen that way, who will say now he's got a chance. But I think we, meaning our Democratic base, has got to redouble its efforts to bring out other voters who may have not yet been fully engaged. It will, I think, continue to be a very tight race right down to the wire.
Joyce, Steve mentioned undecided voters. Clearly, there are undecided voters and others who were in support of Clinton, but their support was soft at best in Massachusetts and elsewhere, who may now be reconsidering voting for Clinton. And Trump supporters might say in response that that's the right thing to do. You should reconsider your vote for Clinton. What's your response to that?
I would say that Hillary Clinton has the experience, has the temperament, has weathered the storm. In particular, I would say to the African-American community, which is very strongly in her favor, to get out the vote. I would urge Bernie Sanders and all of the individuals who have the connections to millennials to come out.
Just to add, what I think Hillary needs to do over this last week is to remind people of who she is and where she's come from. The arc of her life since she graduated from Wellesley College was and has always been about women, children, and families. That it's always been about the least among us and the most vulnerable.
Some pundits worry or wonder whether in the long run we will find that this race has damaged democracy. And I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Do I think it's going to damage our democracy? We've got to be smart enough, savvy enough, and resilient enough to rebuild that democracy in the wake of this campaign.
It definitely will not damage democracy, but I think it'll go down in history as one of the nastiest campaigns.
I take it both of you think that Hillary Clinton will win Massachusetts easily. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you confident she wins nationally and becomes the next president at this point? And if so, why? Joyce first.
Yes, I think she will. I think she's gotten her message out clearly that she's been a public servant. She has results. You may not like one result or another result, but she has worked for the people of the United States. And she's done an excellent job.
Bob, I trust voters. I think voters, at the end of the day, have the capacity to take a look at this FBI stuff and say, honestly, it concerns me, but I am going to go to the polls and I'm going to vote for the person I believe can best serve my interests, the interests of my family, the interests of my community, and lift this country up. I think it will be close. I think we'll be up late on Tuesday night, the 8th, but I think she will be the next president of the United States.
As Clinton supporters, are you ready to say that you'll accept the loss should Hillary Clinton lose to Donald Trump, Steve?
I don't see that we have a choice if we want to preserve this democracy
Absolutely.
That we have fought for 240 or so years. Yes, I will accept the result of the election if Donald Trump wins, because that's my obligation as an American and as a citizen.
I won't be happy, but I'll accept it.
Joyce, if Hillary Clinton wins the election and becomes the next president, do you think that she'll be under attack from day one from Capitol Hill Republicans?
I can't look into a crystal ball and see whether the Republicans will act any better than they acted toward Obama. But I think that I feel that because she's had such experience that she will try to, you know, reach out. And in fact, many Republicans in leadership are coming over to her camp because they feel that way.
But I asked the question because of the continued chatter about congressional investigations into Hillary Clinton, and because some have actually uttered the word impeachment. What's your reaction to that, Steve?
I think that Republicans will go after her from day one. I do believe that. I think that's regrettable, but I think it will happen. But Hillary Clinton has earned high marks from Republicans
that's
in the
right.
Senate
she
from
has.
Her days as United States Senator from New York.
Joyce Faribault, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk
You're
to
welcome.
You. Steve Grossman, same to you.
We're grateful for the chance, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Steve Grossman is CEO of the group ICIC, a nonprofit promoting business growth in the inner city. Joyce Faribault-Bowling is president of Faribault Media.